I think for me, I found myself in different situations. You know, I don't know if you've experienced this, where after a relationship, you're like, did I really love them? Like, what part of me, like, what wounded part of me, like, needed that person to, I don't know, learn a lesson or... So I didn't intend for this to be a book of poems, but I had, you know, maybe 10 poems already, and then I just was actually going to write a different book on letting go, and then I realized, you know what, I have part of a manuscript, even if it's 10%, 20% of a manuscript, let me just complete it. And so I did a lot of the poems, or reworked a lot of the poems in 3 months.
And you've had a couple readings. How did those go?
They went well. My first one was at Up Up Books. It was my launch party. Super fun. And then Launch party.
Yeah. How was that?
I was so nervous. I mean, my background is a teacher, so I was trying to make it like interactive and like have like so many random things, like a raffle, like have the audience participate. Yeah. No, my mom was there and my 8th grade language arts teacher was there. She's in the acknowledgments.
So she was.
So it's very special. She knitted me a hat.
Okay.
Yeah, it's blue.
So part one, desire.
Yeah.
Part one of the book, mm-hmm. Desire.
Yes.
This is a constant in your life, desire?
Constant desire. Well, I mean, that is the title of... My first poem is called Constant.
Yeah.
I didn't connect those two before, but I think I'm pretty good about delayed gratification sometimes.
Yeah.
What about you?
What about me?
Yeah.
Hey, it's not that kind of interview.
Sorry. It's my first podcast interview.
My love for you spans the concept of time. That is beautifully poetic.
Oh, thanks. The title or the poem?
Both. What were you thinking there? Were you reading a lot of fantasy novels at the time?
No, that one. So that poem was written, I had a writing group. We met during the pandemic.
Such a powerful poem.
Thank you. Yeah, and it just came out in 7 minutes.
It just came out.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Were you channeling the words?
I think so.
You
yes.
Went conduit.
Yes, yes. A lot of artists, you know, Julia Cameron of The Artist's Way, and many other creatives believe that we're just conduits, and yeah. I do believe that. Yeah. So.
I hear that a lot. Yeah. If someone's inspired.
I used to be ashamed about being divorced. I mean, I was divorced when I was 27, and I'm 33 now. And I went on this date with this guy years ago. It was a first date, and I was so nervous to tell him I was divorced. I guess I didn't have to tell him on a first date. But we're at a bar, at a jazz club in Mexico City, where I used to live. And he said, I said, you know, I have to tell you something. And he could tell I was nervous. And I said, you know, I'm divorced. He said, waiter, check, please. But he was just kidding, and then he like grabs my shoulders and pulls me in for a kiss, which was, I mean, it was consensual, but it was really sweet. That was just, and then I just thought, like, why do I have this shame? But not that he allowed me to let go of the shame, but after
shame,
that.
Shame? You feel shame?
Yeah, kind of.
Does that have any residual effect?
I think it did. I think I just felt like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. Like, none of my friends are married and I'm divorced, even though we got like 4.5 years. This wasn't the shortest marriage. But I know other of my friends are divorced, and I think there is some shame, I want to say, within the first year. I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but I can see it in my friends as well. And then it just kind of disappears, and I feel more wise because of it, honestly.
Let me finish up on the other two parts of the book, grief.
Yeah.
It's a big part of love.
Yeah. The part about grief is there's parts in there where it's more that I am grieving my own failed potential because I was chasing romantic relationships and putting too much focus on somebody else instead of, okay, what do I most want in life?
You found that?
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a good place now.
Yes. And that brings us to part four, the book Love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one, this part, I think it's a lot of people's favorite, actually. I've talked to friends who've read it, and this part, there's just so much freedom in it, which I think that's love at its best, right? I think
freedom.
I think a couple years ago, I was asked by a friend, Sarah, how does this man make you feel when you think about him? And I said, free. And I think that's the best... That's the best thing.
Like, freedom's everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel it's more important than love.
Well, I mean, I'm insinuating that love is freedom. Is there a poem you'd like me to read, or just dealer's choice, poet's choice? My love for you spans the concept of time. What is worse, being in a relationship or single? Relationship, pro, someone to kill cockroaches. Con, someone to kill. Single, pro, watching rom-coms. Con, eating alone. Casual sex or solo sex? Anal sex or no sex? Speaking Spanish with an American accent or using vague gestures? Cockroaches or large spiders? Getting into a fight with someone before they die or not speaking to them before they go? Changing the world inside or outside the system? Lip fillers or breast implants? Vegan or free range? Socks or bare feet? Kissing with bad breath or holding a sweaty hand that doesn't fit quite right? Doing something against your gut feeling or doing nothing? Staining your bed with blood or ketchup? Attaining a certain peace with hallucinogens or not doing drugs at all? Aching for something beautiful or not having memories that make you yearn? So there's a book called The Magic Words by Joseph Fasano, and they're a series of poetry prompts. I highly recommend that book. Highly recommend, honestly, just writing as quickly as you can. Set a timer for 5 or 10 minutes. Write it as quickly as you can without stopping. You can smell something first to, you know, find a memory and then just go write quickly. The trick to writing quickly is to not judge yourself, because if you judge yourself, then the momentum is lost, right? And then I think it was T.S. Eliot, I'm going to not get the quote perfect, but he said something like, one can comprehend a poem before one can understand it. And I feel like that's so true with any type of art.